Hi folks, thanks for joining us for today's session on ServiceNow and Microsoft Better Together Story. My name's Jason Clark, I'm the Global Alliance Lead for the relationship between Microsoft and ServiceNow, and I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Deedon from ServiceNow. Welcome, Dee.
Thanks for having me, Jason. And as Jason mentioned, I'm from ServiceNow. I'm the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Cloud Management. So Jason, as we kick things off, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about how our partnership started, what really drove it, and where we are today with that partnership.
Yeah, sure, Dee. As you well know, we've been working together very closely for the last 18 months. And that really started from listening to customers. Our joint customers were telling us that they wanted to accelerate their Azure consumption, and they wanted to do that through ServiceNow and self-service management. And so we started to work on a series of integrations that could deliver customer outcomes and accelerate the adoption of cloud for our customers. And so that's where the relationship developed over the last 18 months. And we've also got very strong plans for what the future of that relationship could look like going forward as well.
That's great. So based on the customer conversations that you just talked about, can you dig a little bit deeper into the specific areas where we've built joint solutions to help our customers?
Sure. And I think the best way for us to do that, Dee, is to just bring up a single slide that we've managed to put together for this entire relationship that we've got at the moment. And so what we heard very strongly from our customers is that they wanted to use ServiceNow as their self-service provisioning engine, and they wanted to use Azure as their cloud environment. And so providing the ability for customers to do that easily was really the genesis of the discussion. And so moving from left to right, what that really meant, and you'll see this when Eugene and Manisha from ServiceNow and Microsoft, who deliver the showcase that those outcomes a little bit in the next section, are based upon what we're doing here. So just to outline what those integrations are moving from left to right is we've got the Azure Active Directory for the users to be able to log on with single sign-on through Azure Active Directory into ServiceNow. We've also got an integration with our Power BI in order to be able to take data related to incidents and do a lot of interrogation on that data and form charts and so on. Moving further to the right then, we also have an integration between OMS and System Center. So OMS being Operations Management Suite and System Center where an alert that is detected by OMS or System Center is forwarded to ServiceNow as an incident and brought into the ServiceNow environment. As you know, with our customers, a lot of it has been about cloud utilization. And one of the key cornerstones of this relationship has been the cloud management pack that ServiceNow have provided for Azure, which gives you the customer the ability to provision any Azure resource through ServiceNow into Azure that can be addressed through an ARM template. So pretty much any Azure service that can be provisioned into Azure. And then finally, one of the things that has delighted the customers a lot is also the ability to do chargeback and showback by creating the ability for you to link your enterprise agreement or your pricing sheet in Azure into the ServiceNow environment and provide those costings. And so those really form the kernel of the relationship between ServiceNow and Microsoft as we sit here today.
Oh, thanks, Jason. That's a great overview. And as you mentioned earlier, I think we're going to turn it over now to Manisha from ServiceNow and Eugene from Microsoft for an in-depth look as to how these things look like in action.
Thanks, Dee.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eugene Chivarov. I'm a cloud architect with Microsoft. I work with customers, ISVs, such as ServiceNow, to enable them in Azure and make the story and experience for our joint customers much better. And here in the studio with me, I have Manisha.
Hi, I'm Manisha Arora, and I'm an architect on the Strategic Technical Alliances team here at ServiceNow. And today we're going to talk about some of the joint capabilities, as Jason and Eugene mentioned. So we work with a lot of our joint enterprise customers, and a lot of them are eager to accelerate their cloud adoption journey. We've talked to a lot of them about their POCs that they're doing in the cloud. They're taking small applications and migrating them. They're doing lift and shift. Or they're building new applications in the cloud, taking advantage of things like PaaS and SaaS services. One of the things we're hearing from directors of IT and some of these larger enterprise customers is they're looking for programmatic ways to enable the cloud adoption journey faster. So we're going to show some of the capabilities we've built to enable some of the same governance and compliance and risk management that you have, as well as the ability to provision, enable users to provision using self-service into the cloud. So Eugene, you want to show some of that?
Sure. Let's go ahead and switch to the demo that I have. And what we have here, what we see here, is the ServiceNow demo instance we have, that we have set up specifically for these purposes. And then in a separate tab, we also have the Azure subscription that is tied to the ServiceNow instance. So we will be working in both tabs. And I'm logged in as Emily employee into the ServiceNow instance. An Emily employee in sort of a prototypical scenario would like to go ahead and request the resource in Microsoft Cloud, such as Azure Virtual Machine. So let's see how she can accomplish that using the ServiceNow. As you can see, we can customize Emily's screen to bring only the most important items for her or for this demo to the forefront. And here, within the service, within actually the catalog, we have set up three different virtual machines that she can provision. The first one, Ubuntu VM, did not require the approval process to go through. However, this Azure VM 2016 Data Center does. So once Emily clicks on that, she just needs to fill in the required information. For the purposes here, it's only the business purpose information that needs to be filled out because the rest has been automatically pre-populated by ServiceNow configuration that we have set up. Once Emily clicks Order Now, her request has been submitted, and she's able to take a look at the workflow that has been generated for her. As you can see, as part of that workflow, she's waiting for the approval from her manager, who is Amy Approver. So let's go ahead and use the impersonation feature of ServiceNow to log in as Amy Approver into our demo instance. Once Amy Approver logs in, we have configured her screen to show only the most relevant tasks for Amy to do during her day. And as you can see, one of her tasks is actually the approval of items requested by her employees. So once Amy clicks on the request that came from Emily, she's able to review that. She verifies that everything is valid and correct. And then she's able to hit the approve button, which goes ahead and puts the request into the pending state. And this, after this pending state, normally you would expect the provisioning to kick off. However, it's important to note that there are some intricacies of cloud providers that need to be reviewed by operation management personnel. And in this case, one of the intricacies is the setup of the network cards, the Azure storage accounts, and other pieces of infrastructure that have to be properly configured for this virtual machine. So the ops manager person logs in and reviews the request that Amy has approved. And he or she is able to see that one piece of required information, namely the network card, is missing from this request. So using the lookup feature that basically ties in the ServiceNow instance back into the Azure subscription, he or she is able to select the network card properly associated with this virtual machine, go ahead and close the task, which kicks off the process of actual virtual machine provisioning into the Azure subscription. So once the close task button is clicked, you can see the state of the machine is being pending. And this state is automatically updated here on the screen. And if we switch into the Azure subscription tab, we can see that our virtual machine is being provisioned and the state is being updated as that provisioning process goes on. And so that's sort of like the basic flow of request from request to approval of Cloud Management Pack. So Manisha, let's talk about additional integrations that are enabled within the Cloud Management Pack for Azure.
Sure. So once someone goes and provisions those resources in Azure, our discovery mechanisms will come in and pull that information back into our configuration management database in ServiceNow so that you're able to see the relationships between pieces of infrastructure and service that make up business services and applications. And as you do that, one of the things we'll show later is the ability to correlate incidents that are coming from your event management systems, and for example, System Center OMS, and create alerts into incidents and see how that's all correlated. The other thing we wanted to talk about is within the cloud management platform, we're able to do some cost and usage reporting. So one of the things that you could do is associate cost to different cost centers or business services, things that in Azure we're able to see how much you've spent per resource. But in ServiceNow, the additional capabilities provided by the configuration management database allow you to slice and dice that data and associate it to non-discoverable pieces of information like a business service or a cost center or an application owner. Eugene?
And as you can see on this screen that we're showing you right now, we have the cost and usage reporting shown, which and with additional filters that allow you to drill into as much detail as you would like, such as the region, the application, the business server, and cost center, and then also grouped by not just by the costs, but also by usage, where you can monitor compute usage, network usage, and storage usage for multiple subscriptions within your enterprise agreement. It's important to point out that this reporting is work at the enterprise agreement level, so there's the ability to data into a single manageable view, which is very much appreciated by the financial guys. So the next thing I think is extremely important to mention that we have the Azure Active Directory connector for ServiceNow. And this specific application is our second most commonly used application for single sign-on into ServiceNow instances. So there's the ability to set up your users in ServiceNow using Azure Active Directory. And it's also the number one for user provisioning, for the number of users provisioned into the system in our Azure Active Directory store. So the instructions for that are available publicly on Azure.com, and you can search for that and easily configure Azure Active Directory integration into ServiceNow. That service is generally available today, and a lot of large enterprises have taken advantage of that. So I think the next thing we'd like to talk about is the manageability, and specifically operations management component of ServiceNow, or basically Microsoft Cloud and ServiceNow.
All right, so Eugene, you guys spun up a whole bunch of Azure resources. Someone's going to have to go and monitor and manage them, right? So ServiceNow lets you do a couple of things. We let you go into your console here and author new Azure automation runbooks, and then kick them off using the self-service portal and the workflow behind it so that you can do change management through ServiceNow into the operations management suite. And the other piece of that is, as you hook up your alert stream to the event management module in ServiceNow, it lets you correlate those events and create tickets or incidents against resources that you have in your CMDB. So you can start notifying users of issues as they come up, and your problem management and incident management teams can go into ServiceNow where they live and breathe and work those tickets. Would you like to show those integrations?
Absolutely. So let's take a look at the integration between Operations Management Suite and ServiceNow. And this integration is in private preview at the moment, but in a nutshell, what it allows you to do is have the ability for alerts generated inside Operations Management Suite to go directly into ServiceNow and then allow for remediation via Azure Runbooks of those incidents. So the alert would be defined in a standard manner, or almost a standard manner that you define any alert inside the Operation Management Suite. For instance, for our demo purposes, we have created an alert that's called SQL Server over 70% utilization. And the way we've defined that, as you can see, we use the standard query language to basically say when the utilization of specific SQL Server database exceeds 70%, we would like to go ahead and create a work item. This is the area that is specific to ServiceNow and Operations Management Suite integration. We want to generate a new incident based on this alert, and basically this data is being pulled every 15 minutes. So as an example of what this alert looks like, let's go back and switch to the ServiceNow instance. And here, I can click on Open Incidents and search for something that contains SQL as a text inside its incident. Here's what the alert would look like in general. And I think one important thing to notice right away is just this incident, inside this incident, we have a few items that allow us to remediate or potentially remediate the problems that have basically generated this incident directly from this screen. So here we have a couple of Azure Runbook automations that we can invoke, but however, we're not going to do that just yet. But another important thing to notice is this link back to search results, which allows you to review the data that generated this specific incident inside the operations management suite. So let's go ahead and take a look at how this specific incident could be remediated. Clearly, we can order this runbook, but also we have customized Amy's home screen to have direct link to a number of those runbooks here. So self-service Azure Automation runbooks, which allow you to actually configure the workflow inside ServiceNow before this runbook can be invoked, or it can be invoked directly without any approval. So if we click on this specific runbook and order the upsizing of this specific SQL Server database to, let's say, S3 and order it, potentially this could be one of the remediation steps we could take towards resolving that incident. So I think there's definitely also the next level of manageability that we have built on top, and that's visualization and analytics. And let's talk about that a little bit, Manisha.
Sure. So we've built an integration between ServiceNow and Power BI. We're hearing from a lot of our enterprise customers that they have these wonderful Power BI dashboards that they use to manage the health of their IT environment. And what we want to do is we've built this content pack that lets you pull incidents out of ServiceNow and use the great features in Power BI to do things like natural language querying and the ability to combine the data with other data from your enterprise that lives outside of ServiceNow to let people make decisions to optimize their business or improve the health of their business.
Yes, and you can see on my screen what I'm trying to do is just I went ahead and opened PowerBI.com, and this content management pack for ServiceNow is publicly available. So if you search for it and install it, you would have the similar view to mine. And now what I'm trying to generate is just a graph based on natural language here. So here I'm just showing open incidents sorted by incident age in descending order, so you can kind of notice which incidents have been opened the longest and perhaps take remediation action. In addition to that, as a standard Power BI feature, clearly you can author your own reports or make use of the reports that we have built in for you for incidents, for reporting on incidents inside ServiceNow. And we have quite a few additional integrations planned. And why don't we maybe take a couple of minutes or just a minute to talk about the future of our partnership?
Sure. So we had a great time working with you guys over the last 18 months building some of these new capabilities, and we're looking forward to working on our next set of capabilities as well. We've been working with our joint customers and collecting requirements from you guys, and it's been interesting to hear what new capabilities we need in this set of functionality and as we experiment with new features and functionality coming out of especially Azure, for example, all the cognitive stuff that you guys are doing. So we're doing a bunch of experimentation and requirements gathering and hope to continue to develop tighter, deeper integrations between our companies in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Manisha.
Thank you.
I guess we're also looking forward to maybe seeing you at Knowledge 17 and Microsoft Ignite conferences.